The State Ethics Commission studies AI use in political advertising, and the Chickasaw Nation's governor is retiring. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Nick Daniels. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission is exploring the regulation of AI-generated campaign ads. State Capitol reporter Lionel Rommels has details from Friday's special meeting.
Oklahoma's top political races are infected with AI narratives pushed by campaigns and political action committees to voters through TV commercials, mailers, and digital media ads. So if you can't tell what's real and what's not, you're not alone. State Ethics Commission Director Leanne Bruce Boone says it's a problem.
So we had some voters call and contact our office about it. We had a couple of office holders drop by and just show us what was going out. And so it just came to our attention that this was happening.
Bruce Boone says the commission is writing new transparency-centered rules to regulate the use of AI during elections. But ultimately, the solution lies with the legislature, which rejected several bills this year meant to address the role of what Bruce Boone called synthetic media in politics. I'm Lionel Rommels.
36 states have passed some kind of law regulating AI use during elections. Some states' laws require disclosure of AI-generated content. Others outright ban the practice. For now, Oklahoma does neither. The governor of the Chickasaw Nation is stepping down after 39 years of leading one of the most economically prosperous tribal nations in Oklahoma and the country. Sarah Lisi reports.
Bill Anitubby announced that he's retiring from his role as Chickasaw Nation governor at the end of the month and is passing the torch to his son, Chris, who has served as the tribe's lieutenant governor since 2019. In a Facebook post, he says, quote, "After much prayer, thought, and discussion with my family, I've decided it's time to retire and entrust leadership to a new generation of dedicated and capable leaders." During his tenure, Bill Anitubby grew the money in the tribe's federal trust fund from $500,000 to $26 million, and the tribe's employees from 250 to 15,000. That vision of longevity and respect, Bill Anitubby says, is evident in its growing resources for tribal citizens in healthcare, education, and culture. I'm Sarah Lisi.
The resignation is set for June 26th at noon. Chris Anitubby will then assume the role until after next year's gubernatorial election. The State Board of Education says a rural school district in eastern Oklahoma may not expand its offerings to high school students. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on the outcome of a special meeting Monday.
Dahlonega Public Schools in Stillwell petitioned the board to change from a dependent to independent school district. The district currently serves students in pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. Independent status would have allowed it to expand to high school. Superintendent Steve Kane says he believes it would be the right move for the community.
We do know our kids. We do know our families. We think that we can provide more so than if they do go out into another school.
However, board members voice concerns the change would deplete students from nearby Cave Springs and discourage Native American students from going to Sequoia Schools, a nearby high-performing boarding school. The board voted unanimously to reject the request. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Oklahoma Sooners baseball team are headed back to the College World Series. Ryan LaCroix reports on their Super Regionals win Monday.
Swings and pops it up. LaChance gets rid of the mask, and Oklahoma is headed to Omaha.
While Lightning forced Game 2 of the Super Regionals to be continued on Monday, the delay did not cool off OU's red-hot offense. Holding an 8-1 lead when play was halted on Sunday, the Sooners tacked on another 5 runs when play resumed to beat the Kansas Jayhawks by a score of 13-2. The College World Series appearance is Oklahoma's 12th in program history and 2nd trip to Omaha in the past 5 years. OU will play Alabama on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Crimson Tide won 2 of the 3 regular season games between the programs. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Read more news at KGOU.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.